time into the second hour of the program. It's the Christmas Day edition. We're here taking your calls. If you make them, you can dial in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight it's Ian with you.
And Luther.
And Julia.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where we give you all the features for free. So enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. We're going to continue a story we started in the first hour and then pull up a related story about all of the hubbub and the controversy that inevitably comes up, bubbles up during this time of year when one religion doesn't get their way over another religion. And I know it's not fair to call atheists religious, though some atheists kind of act in a religious manner. The kind of the neo-atheists that are out there trying to proselytize for atheism. So they kind of have taken on some of the trappings of many of the evangelical religions that they so despise. But that's not where I wanted to go with the commentary. I just want to continue the story here. What happened in Springfield, Illinois, is that a candidate for Illinois comptroller, conservative activist, William Kelly, was escorted from the state capitol building when he tried to remove a sign put up by an atheist group. Now, the sign reads, "At the time of the winter solstice, let reason prevail. There are no gods, no devils, no angels, no heaven or hell. There's only our natural world. Religion is just a myth and superstition that hardens hearts and enslaves minds." So, and you know, I guess it's a controversial statement, I suppose. I mean, certainly to a Christian it will appear that way. To an atheist, that's just the way they believe. And they were able to put this signage up because they pulled a permit to post the display in response to the state's decision to put up a nativity scene. So it was the state government that put up their own Christian religious display on state property. And so this group, what were they called? This anti-religious or rather atheist group put up their own sign to counteract the religious display that was there. In the same way that anybody from another religion could come along, the Wiccans, if they wanted to, could come along, and they could put up a witch or something like that. Or I guess they don't. They're more like earthy or something like that, the Wiccans?
Yeah.
If Torgo was here, he'd have something
Torgo
to say.
Torgo would have something to say, and it would not be very nice. So the state will, at the very least, allow other people to put up other scenes. I don't think that the state should be involved in putting anything up at all.
Right. Like, should the state be purchasing a nativity scene and paying for it and putting it on display?
But
is that right?
What if it's the employees? Well, let's say it was the state employees that just brought their own nativity scene.
Well, I don't know. Yeah, I don't see why that would matter, except that we pay state employees. That would be my only issue with it. But like, if a business owner wanted to put up a certain religious display, I wouldn't care.
On his own property or the state property?
On his own. Well, on the state property, as far as I'm concerned, is everybody's property. So anyone should be able to, if there is to be government property, anyone should be able to do anything they want on government property.
I tend to agree with you there, and especially when it comes to a religious display, every religion should have the ability to put up their own display should they want to avail themselves of that. So let me just continue the story here. This is from CBS in Chicago. The man who attempted to remove the sign was removed when he flipped the sign over by the state police. The sign was on display last year. He says he believes the problem is not only the verbiage of the sign, but also its proximity to the Christmas tree, expressing that he was concerned that children might see it. Hopp said Kelly has been advised not to return to the state capitol. The Madison, Wisconsin-based Freedom From Religion Foundation, that's the name of the group, has placed the sign in several state capitol buildings across the country. As to Kelly's claims that the sign mocks religion, Foundation co-president Dan Barker said this: "He's kind of right, because the last couple of sentences do criticize religion, and, of course, the beginning is a celebration of the winter solstice, but that kind of speech is protected as well, speech that's critical and speech that is supportive." The foundation doesn't approve of the nativity scene, says Barker. "We atheists believe the nativity scene is mocking humanity, suggesting that those who do not believe in Jesus will go to hell, but I guess, by the nativity scene. But notice that we are not defacing or stealing nativity scenes because we disagree with their speech. And I think that's a pretty salient point here, is that the story we talked about earlier this week, and the two of you weren't here for this, but it was a Vietnam War veteran atheist who was offended by the fact that a state Christmas tree had an angel and a star on it. And he took offense to that, and he demanded that they take it down. He didn't go up and rip down the angel and rip off the star and, you know, run away with it or destroy it or anything like that. Whereas this so-called Christian is more than happy to go up, and maybe he would have taken the sign away if he hadn't been caught in the act by the state agents that happened to be there. So who knows what his intentions were. We do know that he was going to do something to the sign. And that was something that the atheists weren't gonna cross that line.
Yeah, we have a Christmas tree up at work in the break room, you know, and I didn't freak out, tear it down, you know, stamp on the ground, you know,
right. Piss
on the ashes, you know. So I just don't understand what the big deal is. Either way, like if I see something that's religious, I don't go crazy about it. And if I was religious, I think I wouldn't go crazy if I saw a conflicting opinion.
That's kind of what the position that we were taking, Josh and I were taking on the show last night, was that, okay, you know, it's kind of, for me, it's kind of irritating that the Christians want to foist their religion on everybody, but it's not the biggest deal. I've got other things to worry about. I'm just going to move along. Johnson wrote me a text message later that night saying he was outraged that Free Talk Live would take that position and that he thinks this is, you know, terrible.
Should call in right now.
Well, he should at 800-259-9231. But I think, yeah, I think it's kind of petty on both sides to some extent. But I think the Christians here, at least in this case, and it's not fair to label them all like this. It's not, it would not
the
be
Christian.
Fair. Yeah, the Christian in this case, I think, is more petty than the atheist that was having a problem with the star, because he went about his own, he took it into his own hands to go and essentially deface somebody else's property by turning it over.
Yeah, I doubt Jesus would have done that.
Probably not. Signs, by the way, in other states have been the targets of vandals, said Barker. In Wisconsin, someone threw acid on a sign one year, and some people turned it around and hid it in the back rooms of the state capitol. In Washington state, someone walked it out of the capitol and threw it away. Now, that's stealing. Barker said the Washington state sign was later found in a ditch near a country radio station and returned to the Capitol in Olympia. It's the second year that the Freedom From Religion sign has been at the Illinois state capitol. In addition to the sign, the nativity scene, and the Christmas tree, there's also a soldier's angel wreath and a tabletop display from the American Civil Liberties Union that says the group defends freedom of religion. A Hanukkah menorah had also been on display until the Jewish Festival of Lights ended on Saturday. And for the second year in a row, the capitol also had an aluminum Festivus pole commemorating the fictional holiday created in Seinfeld. Now, why is Festivus fictional?
Wait a minute.
I happened to attend a Festivus party this weekend, and I did not attend any Christmas parties.
And actually, that's very incorrect. It was actually only popularized by Seinfeld. It's actually been around, I keep saying actually, it's really been around since the 1960s.
So who came up with it?
A writer at Seinfeld's father.
A writer...
For Seinfeld, one of the writers.
I see.
His father started it when he was a child to get away from commercialism, and it was actually originally held in February, is what I read.
So there happened to be a direct link to Seinfeld through family, but it wasn't originally created for the show.
Right.
And, yeah, so, I mean, it's not fictional if it's happening in the real world. There's nothing that's more fictional about Festivus than there is about Christmas.
I'd say there's less fictional about Festivus than there was about Christmas.
You might be able to get away with that.
Actually, I don't know about that, because there's a tradition called the airing of the grievances, and the grievances that we'd aired were pretty
silly.
Fictional. Yeah. We didn't want to hurt anyone's feelings.
Let them
know what I really think about
in this room.
Keith.
All right. Toll-free number here, 800-259-9231. So I want to hear your thoughts on this, because we've actually got an update on the other story. The other story was about a guy who was, as I said, a military veteran who was upset at a Christmas tree, government property Christmas tree that had an angel or star at the top. He took offense to that. They removed it. Turns out the stars are once again atop trees in government buildings of Sonoma County. So the bureaucrats have gone back out and placed the stars up again. We'll continue here in a moment. 800-259-9231. Plus... Julia, you've got a story about a Santa suit getting one young man into trouble at his government school. We'll get to that, and you can bring up anything. It's the Christmas Day edition of Free Talk Live. Toll-free number 800-259-9231.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, No Legislation Without Representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves this Christmas Day edition of the show. Toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and tonight it's Ian with you.
And Luther.
And Julia.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Give you all the features for free, including our Facebook profile. You can go and become a fan free over at facebook.freetalklive.com. That is facebook.freetalklive.com. And if you're looking for a great opportunity to purchase yourself some gold and or silver or both, head on over to gold.freetalklive.com. You get all kinds of neat stuff like the beautiful Lakota Nation Silver Round from the Free Lakota Bank. And you know that it's one of the most beautiful pieces available today. You can it's a really fun way of giving the Federal Reserve the middle finger. FTL listeners can get them for the absurdly low rate of $19.70. Wow, is that currently the rate? Man, that's lower than I paid for it. Anyway, head over to gold.freetalklive.com, and that's what happens. You know, you buy this stuff, it goes up, it goes down. Hopefully it will continue. Now, this is bad copy. Mark just sent me bad copy. It's $23.19. Shame on you, Mark, if you're listening. Shame on you. All right. So, yeah, still, nonetheless, the Lakota's beautiful. I just ordered a bunch of them for myself, and they're one-ounce silver pieces. You can also get the Montana Silver Reserve. They've got their own one-ounce piece, the 20 franc, the British sovereign. And the latest prices are right there at gold.freetalklive.com. So $23.19 for the Lakota, which still pretty darn good, and it's likely the best price you can find. I did look around before I made the purchase over at gold.freetalklive.com, and it was the best price I could find on that. So we continue here. You can bring up anything if you dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. Continuing with the religious display controversy and an update on a story that we covered earlier this week, San Francisco, the stars are once again atop trees in the government buildings of Sonoma County. This according to the New York Times. On Wednesday, the county's acting administrator, Chris Thomas, reversed his order to remove stars, angels, and other items deemed religious from the county Christmas trees, bowing to a torrent of decidedly uncheery criticism from the order of the order from residents, county employees, and even other county officials. In an email message to county departments first reported Thursday, Mr. Thomas said he had conferred with a county supervisor and that he now believed there should be no prohibition on any particular decoration. He apologized for any inconvenience and disruption. You're encouraged to use your best judgment with respect to appropriate decorations for our public spaces, said he. The initial decision came after an atheist complained that stars and angels, which have symbolism in Christianity and other faiths, appeared to breach the constitutionally guaranteed divide between government and religion. Mr. Sutley, 65, a leader in the Peace and Freedom Party, and a longtime advocate for government neutrality on religion, said he'd received scores of death threats via email at his party's state headquarters. Now, that's not very Christian. And I mean, I'm presuming it would be Christians that would be so, or at least self-proclaimed Christians, that would be so outraged at Irv Sutley for demanding these things be removed that they would be the ones that would send a death threat. It doesn't seem likely that a Wiccan is going to take the time to send a death threat out to this atheist.
No, they would cast a spell.
So, well, are these Christians that are doing this so literal that they believe that, well, the Bible says you aren't supposed to kill, but that doesn't mean I can't threaten someone's life?
Christians are, not all Christians, I should clarify, are some of the most, they just contradict themselves all the time. I mean, the Bible itself is very contradictory, so.
It sometimes surprises me how I know more about the Bible than some Christians I meet.
It wouldn't surprise me at all. I mean, I called myself a Christian for a number of years. And when I was growing up, that was the family were not Protestants. I don't even remember what they were called. Presbyterians. And I didn't really read much of the Bible. How much have you read?
Well, I've read more since I became an atheist, actually.
Is that right?
Yeah. Or just about the Bible in general. Like, I like to watch the shows on the History Channel about Jesus or the Dead Sea Scrolls and I think some of the stories that were left out of the Bible are actually far more interesting than the ones that are in there.
Like what?
There's one story where Jesus was a kid playing with a friend of his, and he got angry. They were playing some kind of game. He got angry, and he killed the boy.
Oh, my gosh!
Not understanding the full consequences of his actions and not fully coming to grips with this power of a God that he had, and he killed the young man.
Didn't. Wow.
Yeah.
Would be. So your mom one, didn't leave got, you that one either?
No.
That one got left on the cutting room floor.
I guess so. Yeah, well, because it would make him seem a little more human, wouldn't it?
Oh, almost too human.
All right. So very interesting. You can dial in toll free here at 800-259-9231. Sutley says it's a civil rights issue. It's very offensive to agnostics, atheists, and those who believe in separation of church and state to be subjected to this by their government. Not that anyone can see the decorations. The offices of Sonoma County are closed until January 4th because of the holidays and the recent budget cutbacks. Sutley, however, does say that he plans to meet with lawyers to consider legal action to prevent future use of the decorations. So I understand where he's coming from. I don't blame
him
for...
That's not where I would put my time and energy, but good for you, I guess.
Yeah, I don't blame him for feeling that way, and it's understandable what he's saying. And I think what he's saying is inherently correct in that if the government is supposed to be neutral from religion, then it should not be having, I don't think it should even have Christmas trees, personally. He's not even complaining about the trees. He could be much more ornery if he wanted to. He's only complaining about some of the decorations on the trees. And it seems like Christmas trees are pretty obviously, I mean, I understand it used to be a pagan symbol, but nobody knows that anymore. So when I see a Christmas tree today, I think of Christmas.
Oh, yeah, it's instantly associated with a Christian holiday.
Right. So he could be a little bit more uppity, could be a little more ornery, and he's not being that way. But nonetheless, the government people, they're getting their way, you know. They're allowed to put their display up, and I think maybe what Irv should be doing here is what the other guys were doing in the story we talked about last hour, is get his own display put up. Put up his own little Festivus pole or the atheist sign that the Freedom From Religion group.
It would certainly be more constructive.
I think so. At the very least, then, you're getting your message out. It's just constructive in that way, and that... Yeah. You're not just taking something down and leaving nothing. You're putting up an alternative for people to see, and apparently that's very upsetting to the Christians as well.
Yeah.
But in that particular case, the state in Illinois was backing up the atheists, as they said they would back up any of the religious displays. So if somebody said they were offended by the Festivus pole, and they tried to go and yank the Festivus pole out of the ground, the state agents would go and intercede there.
Well, I would have a grievance to air about that.
I bet you would. So again, you know, it all still comes back to the issue that there is a state and that there is this concept of public property and that none of these things should exist in the first place. Then the Christian churches could have their huge manger scenes out in front of their church. And, well, there aren't any atheist churches. But what would the atheists do? I mean, if the atheists didn't have the government land
in front of their house, they could display some sort of an atheist symbol. Is there even an atheist symbol?
I don't think so.
Yeah, is there an atheist
symbol? I have
symbol?
No clue.
Yeah, I've never seen one.
I'm not an Orthodox atheist, though.
Well, what's the one? They took the Jesus fish, and they turned that into an evolved fish, didn't they?
Yeah, the Darwin one with the legs.
Yeah.
And then there's another great one where the Jesus fish is eating the Darwin fish.
That's the one, yeah.
And the better one where the flying spaghetti monster eats both.
Yeah, what about the FSM display? They haven't mentioned that. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231, FSM being Flying Spaghetti Monster. You can bring up anything here. And coming up, Santa suit results in a suspension. We'll give you the details in moments, and you can take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. This is the Christmas Day edition of Free Talk Live.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 4 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 8 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard around the world.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door?
Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help. And we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
It's inspiring for many who are affected by the recent downturn of the economy.
I already knew a bit about foraging and edibles, but you take it to a whole new level.
A thousand thanks to you for all that great knowledge. It was empowering.
When I was in the Navy, I went through a couple of quick land survival classes.
Thank you for being an inspiration and for all the work that you do.
I really appreciate the depth and detail of the information.
Thank you so much.
Much love and respect to you from all of us here in the boonies.
Thanks again.
Knowledge is power, and that power brings peace.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you are invited to take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, Christmas Day edition of the show. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Luther.
And Julia.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features, they are free, so enjoy those on us. And freetalklive.com features including archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, click and download. They're yours free right there on the front page of the website. At freetalklive.com. By the way, I want to tell you about startpage.com's 7-day challenge. You can take the 7-day challenge and use startpage.com instead of your big brother search engine. Experience the difference. You'll get search results aggregated from 12 major search engines. And unlike your old search engine, you'll have complete privacy in your search. Start the 7-day challenge today at startpage.com as we go to Michael, listening in California. Michael, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, it sounds like all of you are kind of anti-Christian to me.
I am not.
I am not either.
Why would it sound that way?
Pardon me?
Why would it sound that way?
Because of the dialogue.
Can you specify a little more?
Is there any one particular thing that we said that would sound very anti-Christian to you?
Pretty much all of it. I mean, you assume just because somebody send something in about that hate crime or wanting someone a threat. You assume it's a Christian sending it in. How would you know that? How would you know that it's somebody that...
Well, we wouldn't necessarily know that, but how many people are going to send a death threat to an atheist who wanted to take an angel off the top of a Christmas tree beyond Christians?
In this day and age, I would think be plenty of people. That
fine, let's focus on the issue that we know something. We know a Christian decided to steal or to attempt to steal a sign put up by atheists on the government property. We know that man was a Christian, so-called.
Okay, so what? What does that
mean? That's not to say that all Christians would do that. That's not to say that all Christians are bad. It's just to say that certain ones are kind of giving the Christian religion a bad name, don't you think?
I would think so. You know, there's a lot of Christians are becoming all shapes and sizes and in areas of maturity. They don't all represent Christ. And the thought that Christ would, as a kid, would kill somebody, why wouldn't even somebody try to even put that vermin over the radio waves? It doesn't make any sense to me.
No, I don't know. It was written thousands of years ago. I couldn't tell you. I don't know who the author is.
You know, and as far as you guys knowing more about the Bible than most Christians, maybe you do. But you know what?
I didn't make that claim.
Yeah, I did, and I didn't say
most
Christians.
Most people found on the Bible that they don't even know what it says.
And
the other thing,
what Luther here was saying was that this story about Jesus killing someone when he was, 4 years old, was it?
I didn't give a specific age.
Or he was very young.
When he was a child.
Yeah, when he killed somebody at a very young age, he was saying that was one of the books that was not included in the Bible. So, and there are those books that were excluded. You are aware of that, right?
Yes.
And there was
a lot of books. There's a lot of writings that weren't included in the Bible for a specific reason. But the Bible itself proves itself. I mean,
the Bible proves itself?
Well,
yes, it does.
Pastafarianism proves itself.
Pardon me?
Pastafarianism.
I don't even know what that is.
It's the Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monster. It's in fact the only religion that can prove itself.
Can you explain?
Really?
Oh yeah.
The Spaghetti Monster. You guys must be born after 1980 or something. I don't even know what Spaghetti Monster is.
I was born in 1980 myself, yes. But how does the flying spaghetti monster Pastafarianism prove itself?
Well, according to Pastafarianism, it can prove itself because of something called intelligent falling. Gravity is just a theory, and really, all things are held onto the earth by the flying spaghetti monster's many noodly appendages.
And so then your rights as an American, your inalienable rights are granted to you by some spaghetti monster?
Oh, not me, actually. Mine just come because I exist.
Just because it exists.
Yeah, I'm a human being.
Your rights come to you by either come by God or they come by a human being who's running the country, because you can say whatever you want, but they're bigger than you are. They got bigger guns and they can do anything they want.
Yeah, they can.
So either your rights are granted to you by God and you have the right to defend yourself, or your rights are granted to you by man who can do anything he wants to.
They aren't granted to be by man. I just have them the minute I'm born.
Rights are an agreement, in my opinion. I don't think they're granted by anything. It's an agreement between men, and it's clear that that a lot of men don't agree with that particular agreement because of, well, look at what governments do. They violate rights all the time.
Either there is a basis for truth, or there is whatever you want to believe. And it sounds to me like you guys believe whatever you want to believe.
It sounds to me like you believe whatever you want to believe, and that's okay. You can believe whatever you want to believe. I never said that you couldn't. And if what you want to believe is in the Bible and all of the things that it says, then that's fine. That's
more
your business.
More power to you.
Just, you know, don't force it on
you. Absolutely. You know, as an American, I get to believe whatever I want.
I think as a human being, you get to believe whatever you want. I don't really think
absolutely.
That being an American has anything to do with it.
It's called free will.
Yep.
So there you go. So do you have any other thoughts for us tonight?
Pardon me?
Do you have any other thoughts for us tonight, Michael?
No. No, you pretty much answered all the questions I had.
So do you still think that I'm anti-Christian?
No, I think it's a radio show, and it's certainly convoluted in all the degrees of thought. And,
convoluted? What exactly has been convoluted here so far? I mean, if you're confused about something, I want to make sure I can clarify it for you.
I'm not confused about anything.
Oh, okay. So what was convoluted exactly?
Well, there's a lot of thoughts out there, and either you have a radio show that stands for a truth, or you have a radio show that stands for just about anything.
Well, this is a show that allows anybody to call about anything they want, so I guess that we would stand for anything and that we'll take any call about anything, but I typically believe that I like the idea of truth, and I think I seek truth in my life. I'm interested in truth. And I think I found a lot of truths. I don't think I found them all, but I found a lot of them. And I'm just wondering, are you suggesting that your beliefs are the truth, that your beliefs in Christianity are the truth, and everything else is, you know, false?
I believe the Bible is the Word of God. And, you know, it's not my beliefs. I didn't write it. Somebody else did. And
you adopted them.
I adopted them.
And you said someone else wrote them.
I was adopted by it. I didn't adopt them. When you seek truth, you find
it.
I think if anybody's honest with themselves, they can sit down and say, God, if you're real, or higher power, if you're real, whatever it is, if you're real, reveal yourself to me. And I think if a person's really honest when they say that, that God will do so.
Well, I will be extremely honest, and I say I do not believe in God, and if that's the truth, he will strike me down with a streetcar.
He loves
I'm still here.
As much as he loves anybody else.
I actually do believe in God, except I don't believe in the same God that you believe in. I believe in a God that is everything. How about that?
I think that's great.
You think it's great? Well, yeah. Most Christians would say I'd be going to hell. Do you believe in a hell?
That's not my decision whether you're going to hell or not.
Oh, well, you believe in a hell, though, right?
Wonderful, all three, you're probably wonderful people. You all sound intelligent. You know, everybody finds God in their own timing. And if they don't, they don't. That's their business.
But do you believe that there is a hell? I thank you for
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
So you do believe there is a hell.
Do.
And who goes there? Who is sent to hell?
Well, according to the Word of God, those who deny that Christ died on the cross for their sins are the ones who are anathema.
So then everyone who's sitting in this room, then, even though you said we're all very nice people, you believe that we're all going to burn for eternity.
Well, I have no idea if you are or not. That's up to you. That's your choice.
See, one thing that really bothers me about that, and I think probably encouraged me to challenge, because I was raised sort of a Christian, that is, do you believe that a God who thinks that even though I'm a nice, good person, like, you think I'm a nice person and somewhat intelligent, at least I sound so at first, when you
absolutely.
First hear me. Do you think that a God who believes that I deserve to burn in eternity for hell is a God worth worshiping?
No, because in the written word it says, I wish that no one perish, but all come to repentance.
But he's more than willing to throw his own creation into eternal fiery torment if they don't believe one particular set of beliefs that is propagated by one religion.
One religion. Religion is of the devil.
I'm going to hold you over. I'd like to hear more about that, if you don't mind. I was going to move on, but religion is of the devil. It's coming from a Christian. Maybe I'm a little confused here. Let's see if we can iron this out. More with Michael coming up on this Christmas Day edition of Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Libby's 100% Pure Pumpkin. Learn how to give everyday recipes a nutritional boost with the power of pumpkin at verybestbaking.com. When choosing fruits and vegetables, orange or yellow are your best bets. Vegetables like butternut squash, pumpkin, or yellow peppers are rich in nutrients that are linked with lower risks of certain cancers and heart disease. On the fruit side, cantaloupe, bananas, and oranges offer the same benefits, plus one more. Kids love them. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
In an ancient time, in a land where the fates of mortals were determined by gods, only one man had the courage to defy them all. Fear nothing, and let's show death and the gods alike that we're the ones to be afraid of. Odysseus, the Rebel. Now available from Big Head Press. Order the graphic novel for only $12.95. Visit comicshoplocator.com, Amazon, Borders, Barnes & Noble, and other fine booksellers.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Christmas Day edition. We are really here, really taking your phone calls, and tonight it's Ian with you.
And Luther.
And Julia.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. We invite you to our website. Lots of features there. They're all completely free. So enjoy those, including our wiki, over 2,000 pages created by listeners like you, wikiwiki.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, you can bring up anything. We've actually got Michael still on the line with us here, I think, in California. Michael, are you there, sir?
I am. Thank you, sir.
Okay. I have to know what you meant. Right before we went to that break, you said religion is of the devil. And we were talking about the idea of you are apparently a Christian, and we are not on this program. It doesn't mean that we're necessarily...
Well, I don't know if you are or not.
We're not.
I didn't say you weren't. I didn't. So don't.
Let me clarify. We're not Christians on the airwaves at this time on the show. I can't speak for all of our hosts. I don't think any of our hosts are Christians, though. I don't believe. But nonetheless, we're just kind of generally talking about things theological. And you made the statement that religion is of the devil. Can you explain that?
Yes, I can. You know, let me preface this with this. When I was in business, I had to use complex mathematical equations. And whether it was vector analysis, algebra, or geometry, I always tried to break things down to the simplest form. And when I first became a believer, it was rather confusing because I saw so many people that I thought were supposed to be perfect at work. And then as I grew as a believer, I realized that people are people, and if we weren't sinners, we wouldn't need a Savior. With that said, if you could take, just let's just take Congress and the president running a country. And now let's take the...
Well, they run the government, not the country.
Well, they let them do that. But anyway.
Yeah.
As far as I'm concerned, they can all go to Europe or somewhere else. But
I have no use for them, so we'll certainly agree on that.
I don't either. I don't have a single solitary use for any one of them.
But religion is of the devil. Give me the details.
Okay.
Unless the devil's in the details, in which case.
There was multiple gods in this universe running this universe. Now, let's take it on the human level. We have multiple people running this world. And they're not doing a very good job because no one could ever equate one spot with the other one, and they all disagree, and we have nothing but chaos, murder, strife, war, starvation, etc. That's because human beings are running this universe, I mean this world. Now, let's take the same thought and think about a universe. Could you imagine multiple gods trying to run this universe? It just doesn't make any sense to me. So one day I put my fist down on the floor, on the table. I said, God, whoever you are, whether you're a religion, whether you're a person, whatever it is, I want to know. If I'm going to hell, whatever it is, I want to know. And I put my fist down. I said, please, I honestly want you to reveal yourself to me. And he did reveal himself to me.
And how did that happen? What do you mean when you say that?
Pardon me?
What do you mean when you say that?
I think a person has to overcome his intelligence, which all three of you sound very intelligent, and I would love to sit down and eat dinner with all of you. You sound wonderful. You're bright young minds.
You sound like a great guy, too, actually.
I think you're beautiful people. I don't have a problem with either one of you. I think you're great. Look at your youth, and it's not demeaning, but look where you're at. You're at a radio show. Most kids are out blowing their $7 an hour up their nose. So if there is a truth, I truly believe there is a perversion for that truth. And how do you do that? If you have all these different religions, you have all these different thoughts, you have all these different degrees of belief, then everybody's going to either go to that belief through their personality, you're going to go through it, their lifestyle, you're going to go to it through what suits them, and I don't think they're being sincere. If they were truly sincere and they wanted to find out who God was, I think they would truly find him. You never see people saying Buddha damn it or Allah damn it.
Okay. So now that you've kind of gone on that point for a bit there, I've got questions to clarify here.
Okay.
So was I jumping to conclusions when I said that you were a Christian? Or would you describe yourself that way?
No, not at all. No, I absolutely am.
Oh, okay. So, but you're not a practicing Christian, in that you don't go to a church.
No, I do.
You still have not made it so I can understand it. Maybe Luther and Julia have gotten it. I haven't. But your statement that religion is of the devil. If you go to a Christian church and you consider yourself a Christian, then how do you reconcile that?
Becoming a believer, becoming a child of God, is not a matter of being religious. It's a matter of having a relationship with a God who saves you and loves you. Religion could be defined by anything. Even global warming can be defined as a religion. Buddhism, or whatever it may be, is a religion. But that doesn't mean it's truth. And those things are there.
So wait, let me see if I can understand what you're saying here. Are you saying that my religion is the truth, but all of the others are of the devil? Because your statement was religion is of the devil.
What I'm saying is the devil creates the versions for the people who seek. And there are many to choose from is a way of diversions. And we as human beings classify it as religions. But that doesn't mean it's truth. That does not mean it's a relationship.
But you believe that your religion is the truth, correct?
I don't believe in religion.
You just said you are a Christian and that you go to a Christian church. Sorry, you guys, am I missing something here? Is it just me?
You're definitely missing something. Let me restate what I said.
Please do.
I do not believe in religion. I believe in a relationship.
But you go to church That religion is a set of beliefs, according to dictionary.com, definition number one, set of beliefs concerning the cause, nature, and purpose of the universe, especially when considered as the creation of a superhuman agency or agencies, usually involving devotional and ritual observances. That's what happens at a Christian church. You stand up, you sing hymns, there's, you know, somebody lights candles, they put the candles out, there's a pastor, they have the kids' service, and, you know, there's these
you difference. Get the little cracker.
They call it the wine and the bread, and it's a little
Christian.
Not all
part.
Christian churches do that.
Yeah, the communion is fun. Yeah. You get the grape juice. They don't give you wine, at least not at my church. I didn't get any wine. So that's all ritual, and that's a religion, dude. So I guess maybe you just don't understand what a religion is.
You didn't remember my name?
Your name, I don't have to remember it. It's right here in front of me. It's Michael.
I'm just kidding with you.
Are you just dodging the question?
No, not at all. I was letting you finish, and then I was going to answer the question.
Okay, well, you better go, because you're running out of time.
Okay. The Bible says, I will confound those who... I'm going to paraphrase it. I will confound those who think they are wise. And it goes on to say, who is the wise man? Who is the philosopher? I think when it boils down, when we take our last breath, and we meet our Maker, if you believe that there is a Maker, then we are not going to have a lot of debating to do. I think a person needs to make that decision before they take their last breath.
So you still, it's all very nice, you still have not clarified for me your original statement of what religion is the devil.
Or maybe you just haven't.
Is religion the devil, or is it not the devil?
I think I kind of understand what he's saying.
Can you rephrase it then, please, for me, Luther?
I think he's talking about the belief that the devil placed these other religions as a distraction to try to divert people away from God.
I heard that, which means that you're excluding Christianity from that, then.
Yeah, and that confuses me, actually. He said that he's...
Well, let me just ask you a simple question.
Please.
Okay, there is a difference between Christianity, and there's a difference between having a relationship with your Savior. There's a big difference. There's a lot of people that go to church that call themselves Christians that I no more want to be with than the man in the moon.
I'd agree with
because
you.
Because a person calls himself a Christian doesn't mean he's not going to lie, cheat, and steal.
Absolutely
because
right.
A person calls himself a Christian doesn't mean that he isn't or is. That
right, just look
moment.
At all the so-called Christians that are in government and the Christians that are killing people around the world in the name
Absolutely.
Of their God.
I agree with you 100%. 100% agree with you.
Great.
Just because they call themselves Christians, and just because they have a church that they call themselves Christians doesn't mean they're acting like Christians. Because many of them have even opened the book, even though what it says. They just have their ears tickled every week, and they want to go there and look good, and they want to go there for business, and they want to drive their nice cars, and they want to... rub elbows with whoever they rub the elbows with.
I think you're right about that, absolutely. So, Michael, I have one more question for you. It's been a great conversation here. We've got to get some other people in coming up in the third hour. But, you know, my other question for you has to do with, don't you think it's kind of silly to believe that those of us who've never harmed others that just don't accept the whole Jesus story as Jesus as our Savior or whatever, that we're all going to go and burn in all for all eternity? Don't you think that's kind of silly?
I think God has the right...
We don't have time for a long answer. Thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. 800-259-9231. Christmas Day edition of Free Talk Live. And surprise, we're talking about religion.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.